in a way, because of the construction that we are doing on the red line.
Hmm.
And it's the first time that tenants and landlords are going to be paid together for the discomfort that they felt because of a project.
Hmm.
It's the first time that kind of thing is being done in Nigeria. And then talking about the red line, it's on track. As I said, Mr. Biden Sanwo-Olu started it and is going to complete it. And then by the end of this year, it's going to be completed. And by the first quarter of next year, it's going to be moving passengers all the way from Oyinbo to Agbado. And we are building 5 overpasses in Yaba, Oyinbo, in Mushi, in Ikeja, and in Agege, so that vehicles and trains will not be colliding. And it's going to be moving about at least 500,000 people per day. And it's going to be taking the journey from Oyinbo to Agbado, which is about 3-4 hours now of, sweating, of money. It's going to become a journey ride of about 35 minutes at most.
Hmm.
And it's going to be very, as you know, fast. It's going to be sharing track with Nigerian Railway Corporation. They are from the second phase, from Oyinbo to Edo, Edo to Marina. The Lagos State government is going to be building the track fresh.
Hmm.
So the blue line is going to be running from Maitu to Marina in the first phase. And now it's almost also completed. It's going to be running on electricity. And it's the first of its kind in West Africa that will be running on electricity. And it's the first of its kind anywhere in Africa that is built over water. So the blue line and the red line, they are going to be ready at the same time.
Mm.
But there are so many other things that we have done in transportation.
Yes,
by
we'll get to that. I want to stay on the blue line for a bit. The blue line has been ongoing for years under previous administration. What do you think made the difference that enabled Governor Sanwo-Olu to finish it?
Governor Sanwo-Olu saw that, there is nowhere in the world that you have a mega city like that of Lagos without a rail line, and that the rail line will take a lot of pressure away from a road, and then people will be able to at least have this jolly ride that people are having all over the world, and Lagosians will be able to do that.
Hmm.
And it takes a lot of commitment because of the financial outlay. It takes a lot of commitment because of the kind of personnel that is required to do this kind of a project.
Mm.
But Mr. Biden Sanwo-Olu saw that there is no way we can run away from it. So he decided that we must do it. And that's why he is doing it. And he is committed to delivering the project by the end of this year.
Okay. Now let's switch over to the roads. Under themes, Sanwo-Olu promised to, quote, fix over 60 identified major gridlock points around Lagos. Out of those 60, how many, give me a ballpark, how many would you say have been fixed and maintained? And which ones would you say those are? Because I'll be asking Lagos as well.
In my own estimation, we have done over 70% of those gridlocks. There are some that are still there that we are working on. But most importantly, the ones that are clearly visible for you to see is what I call the Junction Improvement Program. The Junction Improvement Program has to do with 6 roundabouts that we removed and fixed.
Okay.
Lekki Roundabout 1, Lekki Roundabout 2, the Ajara Roundabout, the Allen Avenue roundabout, and the Cotton roundabout.
Mm.
If you go to these six areas, you find out that the kind of terrible traffic that we used to have in those places, they are no longer there.
Mm.
Allen Avenue is a beauty to behold when you look at it from morning, in the afternoon, or at night. And it's so expansive now that it can take as many cars as possible.
Mm.
Then we have also done a lot about traffic lamps. There were so many places where the traffic lamps were not working. We fixed all of them, and today they are working, and then they are helping the traffic to move faster and in all those areas.
Okay. Lagos, of course, you can join the conversation. We're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube as well, Nigeria Info FM. I want us to look at, I've got the Information Commission on the show with me. He's talking about why Babaji Sanwo-Olu has done enough, Governor Babaji Sanwo-Olu has done enough to earn himself a second term. I want us to look at Lekki Egbe Expressway, for example, especially the areas between Jakande, well, all the way from, let's look at from Lekki Phase 1 all the way to Egbe. You know, it seems like almost every week we're seeing new potholes on that stretch of road. The old potholes are also not getting fixed. It's leading to more and more gridlock on that road. And Lekki Egbe is a major artery for Lagos because it's basically only one way in and out of some parts of the city. Why does it seem like that road is falling into disrepair?
I have good news for you. But before then, the Lekki Egbe Expressway from Ibramade Senya all the way to Eleko Junction in Egbe is it was built about 42 years ago by the administration of Baba Jakande. And then today we are rebuilding that road, and it's from Ibramade Senya up to Eleko Junction about 18.5 kilometers.
Okay.
And the work is over 90% completed now. It's now six lanes. From two lanes, we are expanding into six lanes. And with a very thick concrete that we are using to build it, not just asphalt. And like I said, it's over 90% completed. But coming back from Ibramade Senya all the way to what you are now calling Lekki, that is the good news that I have for you. Any moment from now, the contractors will begin to work on that road. And what you call potholes, you are no longer going to see them because it's going to be a total makeover that we are going to have over that road. But there is one particular point that I would like to make. It is very easy for our people to talk about rights and privileges. Those are bad. This is not good. This is not right. But nobody ever thinks about responsibility. Don't forget that when Lekki Concession Company was maintaining that road and was collecting toll at the Lekki toll gate, there was no portal on that road. And apart from that, all the other things that they used to do that gave commuters comfort on that road in terms of security, in terms of clearing emergencies, in terms of removing anything that hindered the traffic on that road. But then we all know what happened, and then Lekki Concession Company could no longer collect a toll on that road. And the money to maintain the road was not, it could not be found. So it's all of us, we have a responsibility for that road and so many of our roads, because it's our property, it's a public property, for us to keep such roads as smooth as possible so that we won't have any kind of headache that we have in on that road now.
It's interesting that you mentioned LCC, because Lagos has hundreds, if not thousands, of roads, and the funding for maintaining all those roads isn't from the toll gate. So if the toll gate were the real problem, Lekki Egbe would be the only bad road in Lagos. But there are countless others. Are we saying that apart from the toll gate, there is no other source for funding maintenance of roads?
Thank you so much for saying that you think that Lekki Expressway is not the only road. You are right. There are about 9,740 roads in Lagos. And I know that there's no government anywhere in the world that can do all the roads, fix all of them in 3 years. They are damn too many for us to fix. But the good thing for us is that there is no time, either in the morning or at night or in the afternoon, that you go out and you don't find Public Works Corporation fixing roads. For now, we have done about 970 roads in Lagos. Public Works Corporation on its own, inner roads, it has fixed 650 of them. Eshomolu, Victoria Island, and Ikoyi, we have done 34 roads. In Ojokoro, we have done a cluster of 31 roads. We have built 15 bridges. And as I have said before, we have removed about six roundabouts and replaced them with expansive structures that have been allowing the traffic to move better than they used to. So 917 roads in about 3.5 years by any standard is no joke. And for a an organization, an agency like Public Works Corporation to have done 650 roads in about 3.5 years, I think they deserve kudos. And as I speak with you now, they are working, and they work even at night. So all the roads in Lagos are so many. But that of Lekki was built with a loan, which needs to be repaid. And apart from that, you will agree with me that the road was never in this kind of condition when the toll was being collected there. So what it means is that the money that Lagos State government ought to have used for some other things, we're now going to use in billions to fix that road all the way from Abraham Adesanya to Lekki on the way to VI here, so that everything can be as good as the new one that we are building from Abraham Adesanya up to Eleko Junction in Epe.
Okay, Lagos, join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. You've heard some of the things that the Information Commissioner has said about the progress they're making on roads. If you live in the Lekki-Epe axis of Lagos, the Commissioner says that before the Lagos State, the LCC, the concession company, stopped collecting tolls on that road, that the roads were in much better condition. Those of you who live there, is this true? 0700-993-993-993. And what do you think about the promise that in the first quarter of 2022, the blue line will start to transport 500,000 people? Was that what you said, sir? 500,000? 500,000 people to and fro. Abado to where? Where did you say again?
Yeah, from Bado to Oyibo. That's the red line. Oyibo.
That's the red line. Okay.
The blue line will be transferring people from Maitu to Marina.
All right, Lagos, let's talk. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, this is Adebayo.
You've got 1 minute, Adebayo.
Yeah. Please, the major road in Lagos are federal domain roads. When you're talking about Lagos Road, I'm here, the drivers. I drove in and out of Lagos Road.
Okay.
Majority of the state roads that belong to Lagos Road are not motorable.
Okay.
Even though the one they said they repaired, after 6 months or 3 months, if you drive there, you will know that road is not even a quality road.
Okay.
I don't know what the governor is doing. Maybe at least if you are doing a road for more than, at least the road must supposed to be motorable for more than 2-3 years before a major repair can be done on it.
Okay.
But nowadays, a lot of road construction in Lagos, major roads, are not motorable. And if they repair it, in next 3 months, the road is nothing to worry about.
Adebayo, thank you very much for calling. I wish you got to your question much sooner, but I'm giving everyone 1 minute. 99.3, hello.
Yes, President Sandra. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, Francis, calling from here.
Francis, you've got 1 minute.
Yes, I want to say I appreciate Lagos State Government and our Governor, Babajide Sowore. God bless him.
Okay.
But they should do more. They should do more because at the stand now, Awuyaya and the Lakwe people, they are really, really suffering on that road. You know, the construction company just come and just mess up the road. They are just hitting sand. They leave only one lane for both people going and coming to make use of, and it's causing a lot of problems at that asset. Now, solution. Jekonde traffic light. We're supposed to have overhead bridge there.
Okay.
Abraham Adesanya, the same thing.
Okay.
Not that traffic light. It doesn't work.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Awoyaya, you know, not looking great. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, President Sandra.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Please, I want to ask the commissioner. Now that he's telling us that because they could not collect toll again from that road, is the reason why some of those roads are not yet completed or are in deplorable state. Can he also tell us how much they've collected so far before this present time? And tell us the state of development as at that time. So now, this is Pastor Ladipo calling from Lagos.
Pastor Ladipo, stop calling our number for women. Stop it. We've got Joseph on the line. Hi, Joseph.
Hello.
Welcome.
my colleague from OU.
Joseph, you've got 1 minute.
Yeah. You found it of the Lagos State has done well in terms of every other area.
Joseph, unfortunately, your line is not very clear. Let me come back to Benga Motosho so he can answer some of the questions that we've got. We'll start from the last one, and then we'll move to the question from Awoya. And then the first one wasn't really a question. It was just an observation. So the question from Pastor Ladikbo was, well, how much had LCC collected before they stopped collecting? And while they were collecting, what was the level of development?
First, how much LCC had collected, I wouldn't know. I don't have that figures. Only the accountant to be able to give the figures. But I, not just as a government official, but as a citizen, I used to pass through that road, and I knew, I know that it wasn't like that, the way it is now. It wasn't like that when LCC had enough money to spend on that road, when LCC had enough money to do the repairs on that road, to do everything that went wrong with the road at whatever time. But nowadays, they can no longer do that kind of thing because they don't have any sources of income for them to be able to do that. And I know, like I said, that I do not know how much LCC may have collected before it went out of that place. But I know that about 500 people who are working with LCC that has thrown them, almost all of them out of jobs now. And the debt that Lagos State government is playing on that road is not a joke at all. The monthly debt, which has a local portion and then a foreign portion of it that Lagos State government is paying. So for us, it's not just because people don't want to render service, but also, like I said, it's not just a matter of privileges, it's also a matter of responsibility. That responsibility, not many of us are ready to take it up, but almost all of us are ready to talk about the privileges. The roads are bad, and most of us don't even pay taxes. Though most of us who complain about bad roads and all of that, we don't pay taxes at all.
I have to stay on that point about, you know, well, you have admitted that you don't know how much, but I have to ask, based on past usage of the toll gate, we can estimate the monthly revenue, right? Of course, government knows how much is left on the loan. Based on those two figures, how many months of operation of the toll gate will be needed to pay off the loan while funding road maintenance in that period? The Lagos State government seems unwilling to answer that question.
Yeah, but what I need to tell you is that the paying of the loan is not just the main thing, you know, that you have to consider. If you are not, I have told you the same road we are doing from Ibrahim Adesina to Eleko Junction.
You're not answering my question, sir. My question was very specific. Based on the estimated monthly figure before LCC shut down, and the amount of the loan remaining from that the Lagos State government knows about, how many months of operation of the toll gate would be needed to pay off the loan on road maintenance period?
I'm able to know that right away.
Okay.
I don't know that. But all I know is that they are talking about the amount that you have left or that you need to pay. All I'm saying is that you have to finish paying the loan. Mm. There's nothing wrong for people to still pay toll on that road so that we can fix all that road. The one that we are doing from Eleko now to Eleko wasn't paid with the toll that was collected on that road. Mm. And the one we are going to do now from Ibrahim Adesanya all the way to Lekki here so that the whole thing can be smooth and can be a six-lane rigid pavement that we have from Ibrahim Adesanya to Eleko Junction. Coming from the toll gate.
But you're contradicting yourself because you're saying that the reason people who live in Lekki and environs are suffering potholes is because, well, the LCC money is not there. But you found the money to do all these roads you're talking about, but you're not maintaining that stretch of roads. Some people have suggested that perhaps you're punishing Lekki residents for not wanting the toll to be reopened, because I know that Lekki residents have met with government over and over talking about the traffic situation that the toll gates can often cause for the residents in that area. So when you say that, well, we didn't need LCC toll gate money to do all these other roads we're doing, but you also say LCC toll gate money is what we're using for these roads, which is it really?
What I'm saying is that at some of the time that SEC was collecting toll there and doing all of the things it was doing there, there was no argument, no noise, no nobody was hearing anything about the place at all. Government didn't have to go and look at the place to see how to fix the road, because SEC was there and I took it as its own responsibility to do that. But now that SEC could no longer earn any money, it now becomes visible to everybody that the road is bad and that government will need to do something about it. And now I'm just saying that if SEC had continued to do its business on that road, that nobody would have heard about any portion of the road being bad at all.
Okay. All right, Lagos, we have a break coming up, but I want to take more of your thoughts. But before we go to that, we have the young man who called in from who says, well, for those of us who live in Awoyaya, we're not seeing much of the road work happening. How about an overhead bridge at Jakande, overhead bridge at Abraham Adesanya? What do you say to that?
I know what the man is talking about. And a part of what I am saying, the second phase of that road from Abraham Adesanya that I spoke of just now, I think is going to take care of what he's talking about.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, Lagos, we'll take more of your thoughts. I have a few more questions on, you know, that toll collection, because it's a conversation we have quite a bit here on Hard Facts. Lagos is always asking me, well, when will they stop collecting toll there? Have we not finished repaying these loans? How long? And the reason they ask that question over and over is because there's never any willingness from the Lagos State government to say, well, this is how much it is, this is how much is left. It's always, I don't know. So Lagosians really want to know, okay, are we going to pay this thing in perpetuity? If we pay off the loans, will the tolls that is mandated there reduce, or will it keep increasing? There are so many questions around there, but there are other aspects of transportation. No, we have to take a break. There are other aspects of transportation to talk about, so let's talk about those when we come back. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go. Sandra Ezekwesili, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you just tuned in, you missed a great conversation in the first half where we were speaking with the Lagos State Commissioner for Information, Gwenga Omotosho. Today we're asking, how has Governor Sanwo-Olu performed on transport? Like I said, when I introduced the show, there are 7 months left in the governor's first term, 4 months before Lagosians decide whether he gets a second. All over the state, people are looking at, well, how has he done? And today we're focusing on the first part of his theme's agenda, transportation. 4 years after that campaign, we've been talking about how he has done as far as transport and traffic management are concerned. Before the break, you had questions, you called in with them, and we're going to give you a chance to calling again with more of your questions. But Commissioner Omotosho, I want us to touch on other things that this administration has done as far as traffic management and transportation are concerned. So I'll take you to Apapa. Apapa has shown us how activity at a port leads to congestion on the roads if we don't plan well. Right now, Lekki Port is almost ready for business. Great stuff. Dangote Refinery, also on that same axis, almost ready for business. We now have approval for the Lekki Airport. Great stuff. These are great investments that will grow the economy, provide jobs, but they also come with massive traffic. And again, Lekki Ekpe stands alone. What alternatives for the traffic is the governor preparing in Lekki? We know about the coastal roads, for example, but how soon will it be completed? What's the plan there?
Thank you very much. Let me just take 1 second to go back to the last conversation about LCC and Lekki tollgate.
Yes.
The governor invited residents of Lekki to a meeting and showed them the books, and they agreed that LCC could go back to tolling on that road because they also saw the books and saw that it was a very difficult thing for us to break an agreement that we had with international and local lenders. So the question of people not knowing is out of it. It's quite clear what they are with, and the Lekki residents, they saw it. And now talking about the new airport in Lekki.
What's the plan for traffic?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not going to be any problem. It's not going to be anything like Apapa. No, if anything, it's going to take the stress away from Apapa. And because we are building almost
Okay, apologies about that. We seem to have lost audio. We have the commissioner joining us via Zoom, and we seem to be having technical difficulties. We will do our best to rectify that so that we can continue this conversation with the Honorable Commissioner for Information here in Lagos. All right, we have the commissioner back on. We stopped hearing you when you were talking about the congestion that will happen as a result of this port that's going to be situated in Lekki now, how it's going to help the Apapa environs be decongested as well, yes?
Well, I'm saying that that we have been to experience is nothing like what we had in Apapa before. The Apapa problem is to a large extent resolved now.
Mm.
But this particular airport that we are talking about, there is no alternative but to than to have an airport in that axis, because the fastest growing investment area in the whole of Africa. So if you have an airport in that place, and we have almost completed the Lekki Eleko Junction road, it's a very good thing. Because the idea is that if you're coming from the Dangote refinery, for example, or the Lekki deep sea port, there's no need to come all the way to Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
You just branch right and begin to go through the and to all other parts of the country.
Mm.
And as I have said, we are doing the second phase of that road too. But in the Lagos master plan, there is a line, I think it's the green line also, that is going to be coming from that place, a rail line.
Okay.
So the kind of thing that we have in Apapa will never happen in that place.
Okay. Lagos still has a few more questions, even though I have a follow-up with that, because this Lekki Eleko road you're talking about, is that the coastal road? Is that the one you're referring to?
It's not the coastal road. The coastal road is still there.
Okay.
It's still there. We are trying as much as possible to secure the way, the right of way for that road, because people keep on intruding into it, building shacks on it.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. But I am glad that there is a green line in the Lagos Master Plan. Are there other transportation infrastructure that the administration is working on for Lekki? Are there plans for more highways? What's the long-term solution? Because I don't think it's enough to say it will never happen there. What's the plan for it to never happen there? What's the time frame for that plan?
That's what I'm saying. If you have a rail coming from that axis, if you have a six-lane road coming all the way from Epe, and which trailers or trucks that are coming from the refinery or coming from the deep sea port can use to leave Lagos. They don't need to come all the way to Lekki. They just branch off going to the right as if they are going to Epe. And from Epe, they can go to Ijebu. They are from there, go to any other part of the country. And then you have an airport. And then don't forget that Lagos is surrounded by water. And we are doing everything possible to improve transportation in that area, to improve our waterways. So I do not see how you can have the kind of nightmare we used to have in Apapa in that area, because there will be improvement on the waterways.
Okay.
Then the train will also pass through the place.
Okay.
Then the roads will be expanded.
Okay.
So I do not see what else we can do for anybody to. But all of this thing is in just imagination. People are imagining that what we had in Apapa may happen there.
Okay.
No, there are precautions that we are taking.
Okay. We've got a question here. The Lagos State government has demolished lots of houses along Iju Fagba Ishaga corridor. The rumor is they're putting up a bridge at the Fagba Junction, but the corridor is a mess, having one of the worst traffic hold up. What is the state doing to take care of these challenges and helping people cope?
I think the demolition they are talking about is part of the right of way for the red line. The red line is going to be going through that area all the way from Oyinbo to Agbado. So if there is a demolition along that route, I think it's because of the red line that has happened. So, and I do not think that there's anybody whose property is demolished for the red line mm-hmm. who has not been compensated.
Okay. Emperor from Alakbere says, please tell your guests they're doing bad work as far as road construction in Lagos is concerned. I urge you to come see for yourself the poor quality of road construction going on. From Alakbere bus stop to Ketu, some parts of the road already done has loads of potholes in it just few weeks after.
I think the road the guy is talking about is the main road from Ketu all the way around to Alakwere, which is a work in progress. It's not out of place for you to find portals in places where the roads have not been completely finished. But there is no contractor who is going to leave the place without filling all those portals and putting in place things that will not make those portals to come. But if we are having a rainy season as we are having in Lagos now, and we are constructing roads, there is every likelihood that even the ones that you have done, you may have portals on them. Hmm. But I'm not an engineer, but the technical people, they know what to do when you have this kind of situation. So the person may not be wrong, but I do not think it's because the roads are not well constructed. But I think it's because the roads are just a work in progress.
Hmm. We've got this message here. Sandra, I live on the Lekki corridor. I pay my tax because I work in a corporate environment. But with the toll gate, I'm made to pay extra with more traffic and security hazards than other taxpayers living on the mainland. Can the commissioner justify this?
Well, there is no place in the world that you have that kind of road that was built with money taken from finance companies, and then that you are not going to be paying repaying the loan. So if the person, well, I agree that he's paying a tax, but let me just tell you that Lagos is a city or state of about 25 million people. Hmm. Of these 25 million people, only about 6 million are taxpayers. And of these 6 million, only about 4.2 million are active taxpayers. So if you take 4.2 million people out of 25 million people, no matter what you pay, and all these people that we are talking about, over 70% of them are people like your caller who is paying from a salary. Mm. Others, especially the big guys who earn millions, billions, the billionaires, they don't pay. Mm. Only you and I who work for a corporate organization get our pay deducted at the end of the month. Hmm. So if she is saying she is paying her tax, oh, I agree, and I greet her for that, and I commend her for that. But she is just one out of millions of people who don't pay at all.
But as a taxpayer, her concerns are also valid. It doesn't matter to her that others are not paying. She's paying, and she's saying, well, why should I be made to pay more than someone that lives on the mainland? But I've got a question here, and then you can address both. Benjamin from Marlboro says, Sandra, he's not telling the truth. My office is at 1004. That is not an excuse. What have they done to the potholes at Law School to Civic Center, Kingsway Road, and other non-federal roads? What are they doing with the fees collected from LASMA and other transport agencies? What are they doing about those agueros at car parks collecting legal fees and bikers? Why can't they use that money recovered from all these sources to fix the roads? I'm rating them 40% on transport. Benjamin from Marlboro with that comment there. So you can address this and my final comment on the young woman who says, well, she's paying more taxes than someone on the mainland.
Well, I was on BI last week. Hmm. I traveled in between Oriental Hotel and law school, drove past that place. I didn't see the kind of photo that this gentleman is talking about. So if he is saying that, well, I do not know. Maybe his own car has a way of identifying portals and mine wouldn't identify them. Hmm. But apart from that, he's talking about the money that LASMA is making. LASMA is not supposed to be a money-making machine. Last man is supposed to be controlling traffic and then to issue tickets when people infringe on the traffic laws. Hmm. But purposely, last man is not supposed to be a money-making machine, a minting machine. Hmm. No, it's not so. So if he's talking about money that last man is making should be spent on roads and all of that, I think he's just getting it wrong. The only thing that I keep on saying is that we talk about our responsibility. We don't talk about our responsibilities. We talk about our rights and privileges all of the time. But we need to take responsibility for certain things.
Okay.
We are complaining about the bad roads. We should know that we need to pay our taxes, and that what the government of Lagos State is earning is far, 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 you know, less than what it needs to maintain the roads, to maintain the hospitals, to maintain all of the facilities that it needs to maintain and render services.
Okay, we're going to come back to this. Hopefully, I can have you back on the show because I want us to do a series on Sanwo-Olu's themes and assessment and see how he's done so far. So are you committing to me that you're going to come back and we'll take a look at it together?
Why not? As soon as I'm free, I mean, there's no way I wouldn't come back. I like talking about Sanwo-Olu's achievement because I'm very proud of what we have done as a government.
All right. Gbenga Omotosho is the Information Commissioner here in Lagos. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Have a good evening.
Thank you so much.
Lagos, let's take a break. We'll be right back.